Basketball big man Stephen Adams is one of New Zealand's few genuine sporting global superstars, and he's creating more headlines in the US as he's set to be part of an NBA trade deal that will see him move clubs. After seven seasons at the Oklahoma City Thunder, the rugged centre is on the verge of signing with the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, after clocking up nearly 600 games for Oklahoma, the straight-talking Kiwi had become a cult figure in the Thunder team, as well as generating a following in New Zealand, particularly among young basketball fans. We're joined now by Kenny McFadden, the man credited with identifying Stephen Adams' talent at a young age and acting as a mentor for him. Hi, Kenny.
Morning.
Nice to have you here. Listen, this must be a bit of a thrill to watch Stephen's career. This is a big moment, isn't it?
Yes. It's huge, you know. Of course, you know, being at Oklahoma for so long and getting yourself settled and end up starting off as a rookie and now end up being a veteran, of course, it was a shock, you know, for him to have that move. But, of course, as things was going on and people was coming in and going and losing most of your team, it was to be expected. And I'm just happy that he ended up going to a team that's going to give some excitement to the New Zealand fans.
Do you think he will get the same sort of game time at the Pelicans?
Yes. I mean, he's known around the league as a veteran. And they would have traded him for a purpose. You know, they got a lot of young players at New Orleans. And with him, with his veteran presence now and his stability, I think it'll be a good fit.
Just talk to me about what sort of a role model he is, not just overseas in the US, but back here. I mean, there's a huge following for him, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Because, I mean, he's genuine, you know, and he cares a lot about the youth. He's one of those role models who have been there, done that, in terms of hard working and not having much, but being able to overcome obstacles. So, in terms of inspiration of what can happen if you focus not only, you know, on the basketball court, but in the classroom as well. And I think he's ideal for what we need here in basketball.
And did you see that early on, that drive, that's obviously the physical attributes and the skill and the talent, but you saw something there that was necessary to survive and prosper in the NBA?
No doubt about it. And that was just the burning desire to be the best he can be, and also try to achieve some goals. And, you know, those goals is very lofty. It wasn't easy of saying that I want to be an NBA player and go out and try to achieve it, but he was one of the hardest workers I ever been around. That's including a lot of players from the States. And, you know, all that hard work ended up being to fruition, and it worked out well for him.
He's coming towards the back end of his, well, the middle of his career. Do you see him potentially being able to play for New Zealand as he gets a little bit older and maybe they give him a bit more freedom? It's very hard to get out of your clubs and they worry about insurance and these sort of things, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, he had always made a comment every year about, you know, his aspirations of playing one day. So I believe in what he says, and time will tell.
It will indeed. Kenny McFadden, thank you very much for your time this morning. Kenny, basketball legend in New Zealand, of course, himself, and a man credited with identifying Stephen Adams as, well, remarkable talent, really, that is thriving in the NBA.